You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and welcome back. We're going to be talking about the election season. The League of Women Voters of Juno has a candidates forum coming up tomorrow. And here to give us a preview, we have Kirsha Hughes Scandes, who is with the League. Well, the League has a long established reputation for nonpartisanship. And how do you maintain this, Kirsha?
Yeah, that's definitely a question that has been coming up. You know, we live right now, our current events are kind of what you would call hyper-partisan. And I think that the way that the League navigates that right now is by focusing on our positions. You know, we never support or oppose any candidate or any party in and of itself. And so really sticking to the issues that we have positions on, you know, advocating for or against them, you know, whatever the case may be. It's just really something that we keep in mind first and foremost. And then, of course, the other big part of our mission is just to educate and engage voters. And so that's easy to do. You know, there's no partisanship there. And that's the beauty part of our local election. The municipal election itself is nonpartisan. You know, people might signal one way or another, but there's no party registration when it comes to assembly or school board.
So a lot of people say, I'm not going to vote because I don't know who these people are.
but you've got
a forum that's an answer for that. Tell us about that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're trying to take that excuse away. So this forum is kind of the follow-up to the series of questions that we put together for our voter's guide. And it's, you know, just looking at some of the different, it's trying to tease apart what the different candidates might have in terms of their philosophy or their ideas for, you know, what their approach is going to be or issues that are currently facing the assembly and the school board. And this is an opportunity for the town to learn about them. And it also levels the playing field, I think, for the candidates themselves, because even if you haven't, you know, even if you didn't plan out your fundraising strategy and you can't buy radio ads or whatever, it's an opportunity for them to show up and speak directly to the voters.
Now, one of the things you do is you get a lot of partners involved. So who's involved this time around? I know KTOO is one of your partners, but tell us about some of the others.
Yeah, well, so KTOO is huge and we love and appreciate the support that we get there. And then the other big partnership is with the Juno Empire. And so that's nice because, you know, they're reporting as candidates enter the race. They've got those relationships, and it's just another great platform when they publish our voters guide questions. So instead of us, you know, kind of only reaching out to our membership with this information, the Empire's platform or KTOO's platform for the forum is a way to kind of try and make sure that we get as many eyes and ears informed.
So give us the particulars on this forum. How can we watch this online?
You can watch online on KTOO's YouTube channel. And if you search KTOO on YouTube, it'll pop right up with this year attached to it. And that'll be streaming live and it'll be available after the fact too. So if you've got a commitment that you just can't get out of, you can still watch it. And then it'll also be going out over the airwaves in real time. So that'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m. It'll be airing on KTOO.
So in wrapping things up, you know, the country is in the midst of a big debate over voting rights and access to the polls. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, mm-hmm. What kind of role do you think that the League will take in this, in sorting this issue out?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely something that's very dear to the League's heart, you know, at every level, local, state, and national. I have an official position adopted in favor of, you know, expanding voting rights wherever possible. The VRAA, you know, the For the People Act. These are things that we publicly support and endorse, and, you know, both the League leadership advocates with our representatives, and we also encourage our membership to reach out and engage with their representatives in Congress.
Well, it seems like you've got your work cut out for you as an organization always, but
Indeed. Perhaps
now more than ever. Well, Keisha, we want to thank you very much for joining us on Juno Afternoon. Thanks for being here to give us a reminder one more time, 7
yes,
o'clock.
I know.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. And if you forget, if you space it, go online. It'll be on YouTube.
All right. Thank you very much, Keisha Hughes Scandies.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.